Sickandtired.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. It is our health, and it is our greatest wealth. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, being tired is kind of a hot topic today. Chronic fatigue syndrome is something that a lot of people struggle with. Always being tired, run down, really don't feel like you can keep up. And there's a lot of reasons behind that. I mean, adrenal fatigue is a big one, in my opinion. And I think people are pushing harder than they ever have before. Economy is tough. People are working two and three jobs trying to make it work. And they're always tired. And they hang it up as chronic fatigue. Many doctors diagnose that. But many times there could be some other root causes in there that could be causing some of these issues. And that's one thing you have to look at. So chronic fatigue syndrome is, yeah, it's a challenge, without a doubt. But FDA now is taking a drug that was looked at back in the 80s and kind of reviving it a little bit and looking at it to be cleared and approved for chronic fatigue syndrome. It's interesting. There's an advisory committee that's looking over this right now. Studies are being done by a company called Hemispherics Biopharma in Philadelphia. They've actually been doing trials in some of the hospitals around the country. And they're saying, one doctor said, that it does seem to be helping a subset of patients significantly. For others, there isn't a significant response. So they're saying that they're getting some, but you know, obviously some aren't responding. Dr. Nancy Klimas, who's a professor of medicine at Nova Southwestern or Southeastern University of Osteopathic Medicine in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. She's part of an ongoing trial of the drug. Said that some of her patients have benefited from the drug, but now there needs to be a way to identify which patients will do well on the drug, she added. So chronic fatigue is a little understood, and the drug's approval would give patients some standing with their insurers. Even a single approved therapy, even if it were one I would choose to use, would be very helpful when I'm arguing the insurance companies legitimizing the need for the condition if it's serious enough to require medical intervention, Klimas said. According to the drug company, the drug is a new type of drug called a nucleic acid compound, which specifically uses RNA, which is part of our overall makeup, similar to DNA in some ways, to target a variety of diseases. Hemispherics believes the drug has the potential to fight HIV, kidney cancer, and melanoma in addition to chronic fatigue syndrome. The drug is said to work by modulating the immune and antiviral functions in disease cells. One drawback of the treatment is that it needs to be infused twice a week, Klimas said. It's also very expensive. The market of the drug would be about $1,000 per month. Wow. So the FDA denied approval for the drug in November 2009 because of concerns of the way studies were conducted. There were too few patients and a protocol change and an early time to end the study. This time around, the FDA will review a new analysis of one trial submitted in 2009, but not a new study. It's possible the lack of supporting data, again, could hold up the approval. Multiple conduct issues within the trial also suggests that there could be a minimal interpretation of the drug. So the FDA conducted a teleconference recently with people over chronic fatigue syndrome who had used the drug, and the reports were all positive, so they are looking strongly at approving it. Now, I have a little bit of thought on this that I find a little bit interesting. Chronic fatigue syndrome. There's always a major emotional component as a driver. No drug is going to really come in and correct what life is throwing at someone. And so if they get major issues going on, or hey, let's even take it to a chemical issue, meaning that they get a tick bite. So you get Lyme's disease, and we peg it as chronic fatigue, but it's really Lyme's disease. So there are a multitude of factors looking at chronic fatigue, what it could be. The person's not sleeping well. They're not getting into the deep stage REM sleep or REM sleep. You know, simply getting the body to go into that phase and getting it to balance and getting it to go there could be a huge piece of overriding the chronic fatigue. So, again, it's one of those diagnoses, kind of like fibromyalgia. Some doctors really buy into it, think it's a legit diagnosis, and some don't. So there's kind of two camps. And just like fibromyalgia, low serotonin levels, low brain chemistry, one of the root causes of it. So you get your serotonin levels on the floor, you're going to start getting body aches and pains. It's the way the body works. So the mind directly affects the body. It's amazing. And so until we start addressing, my opinion, until we start addressing that they're very much interconnected, then I don't think we're going to start or really begin to see the good results that we can get. And this really flows more into the primary care setting, docs, because they're the front lines. And to be able to catch this early and know that it's an emotional driver causing someone to be sick or have high blood pressure, some of these other issues, there are major drivers for that. And some of it goes against traditional medicine and the mindset, but from the alternative mindsets that have been studied for years, it's always been known, especially Chinese acupuncture, my goodness. The mind-body connection showing in that is amazing if you ever study it or if you've ever had the work done to you. But for those that discount it, I just am shocked. Their system's been around much longer than ours. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to getwellradio.com. And don't forget our wellness providers or healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Check them out on the web. Let's go to Diane. Hi, Diane.
Just diagnosed this past week with lupus and thought about as far as treatment besides steroids and other modern medicine treatments, if there's anything you recommend.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a challenge. You want to make sure that you figure out which side of the immune system is active and hyperactive and which one is more dormant. You've got two sides to it, the Th1, T helper 1, we call them Th1 cells, and the Th2. You want to look at either side and see which one is more active and which one is more reserved and dormant. That's one of the best ways that you can figure out exactly how to handle any kind of autoimmune disease like lupus. Because lupus, when it flares up, can be extremely miserable, as you're probably noticing right now. But if you can keep it at bay, like with any autoimmune disease, you can't turn the switch off. But you can go get a dimmer switch and put it on there. Turn the dimmer all the way down to where it's barely there, just barely making it in your body. That's where you want to keep it. Crawling and scratching, just barely making it. And that's what happens with lupus. It's a big key. Now, from a nutritional perspective, which I like, lifestyle perspective, exercise is a key. Rest is a key, too. Big, big key. Stay away from the caffeine because it could be a major trigger for that. And then also your fish oils and like cod liver oil and keeping your proteins moderate, your fats moderate, and your carbs moderate, mainly fruits and vegetables on the carbs. And the fats, believe it or not, are majorly important for supporting the immune system and the endocrine system. Lupus is something that's a challenge, but it definitely can be managed and gets great results with a great lifestyle plan.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 26, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.58.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.99.93, $8.49.97 for a half ounce, or $4.24.98 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.99.93, $8.49.97, and $4.24.98.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth, America. What do you struggle with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis. Can't lose the extra pounds. Tends to be kind of a big deal. A lot of people can't lose the extra weight. But if you can make the right kind of changes, change your lifestyle, figure out exactly what the key root causes are of going on in your health, then typically things can turn around. But some basic principles apply, and you just got to be able to make some changes. It's more than just willpower. It's kind of the want to. It's making the decision that you want to live better than you have before. And it's all about making changes and sticking to them, and that's going to be big right around the corner coming up in this new year. Ellen, you're next with us. How can I help?
Well, it's not just me. It's not about me. It's to do the most good for the most people so that no one else ever has to go through what I have been through.
Okay, well, what's going
on? Much too long to go through in the air. Perhaps I can text you on Facebook.
Okay.
Send you a message or a comment. I'm just learning it.
Okay, well, talk to me. What's going on?
Okay. We could talk about asymptomatic kidney disease, asymptomatic kidney stone, which is now gone, asymptomatic bleeding duodenal ulcers, which almost took me out of here. And but what I really, really want somebody to speak openly and candidly about, instead of all the euphemisms, avoidance, whatever that I have encountered, is you go to a hospital and it's a gift that keeps on going, giving, known as MRSA, Staphylococcus aureus. More people died from that in 2005 than from AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, when I got out of the hospital and went into rehab, I kept saying, do I have it still? Do I still have it? And they ignored me. And even the wonderful, wonderful doctor who was my, you know, urologist, he's the only one that paid any attention or did anything. And ditto for the wonderful doctor who saved my life with the endoscopy for those ulcers. I had no idea I had ulcers. I had no idea I was going to wake up and not be able to walk or barely talk and have to go to the hospital. But I would like to hear somebody, you know, I think you could talk about ulcers, you could talk about diabetes, cellulitis. There's limited information on the net on that, too. But how you get a staph infection, which a cellulitis already is, if you get MRSA and you combine that with cellulitis, you got a big problem.
That's for sure. So your main question would be what?
When your own clinic gives you a song and dance and will not give you the lab work that you need.
So you're looking for someone to do lab work and they're not helping you? Is that the question?
I don't want anyone to go through any of the things I went through. Rehab was a nightmare, but it wasn't.
Okay. So, Ellen, what would your question be for me? How can I help?
Can you talk about MRSA so people know about it when they go in the hospital?
Yeah, I mean, MRSA, I mean, is a big challenge. I mean, we're seeing it more, the resistant strands of bacteria are we're seeing them more and more. And the reason being is a lot of times it's overuse of antibiotics, which has happened over a long period of time, and you get an infection, and we're seeing kind of these super bugs pop up. And they're very hard to for hospitals and doctors to be able to control. And once they get in your system, it's very hard to find certain antibiotics that will really get after it. Then you have to pull out a lot of the big guns and get in there and go after it. And that's why it's multiple round after round. Then your gut flora gets to a point where it's not where it needs to be. And, of course, the good bacteria and the bad bacteria gets all over the place, and then it just becomes worse. So it's kind of this cycle that goes on and on. And depending on the doctor you work with, some really believe that it can be taken care of. Some will use natural methods, and some will just go more toward the traditional route. But I will tell you that MRSA is not something, obviously, to play around with. And there are natural methods, but I wouldn't really recommend them. If it was me and it was MRSA, I would want to tackle it with the biggest gun they had, because you want to go after it and get rid of it as quickly as possible because of what it can do. I mean, it can wreak havoc on your immune system. It can wreak havoc on you long term. And people that deal with MRSA over a long period of time, you really do see the effects. So it's interesting how the whole process works. And you do see it more and more. We're seeing it more in hospitals, for sure. So building the immune system up, making it strong, is one major key. Eating the right kind of foods so that your immune system does stay strong is a major key as well. And plenty of probiotics, fermented foods, kimchi, kefir, a lot of those foods are very important to eat on a regular basis because they do keep the good bacterial flora balanced in the gut. And that's a huge, huge deal with MRSA. Not just is MRSA running rampant inside the body, but you got to create a good internal environment for the body to stay strong. And that's, when you're dealing with MRSA, the traditional medical model, believe it or not, is one of the better models because you've got to get in and tackle it. But it's also finding a team of physicians that will work with you and listen to you, because I'm hearing that they're not really listening. And that's what you want, is to have kind of a team around you that pays attention, that they get it. And not that doctors don't get it, because they're trained to get it, but some don't listen. I get it. They're in a place where they just don't pay attention. Or at least maybe they heard you, but you don't think they did. So communication skills might be a little bit weak. At any rate, keeping the immune system strong for what you're talking about is key. And getting your eating habits in a certain position is key, too. And that comes down to personal responsibility and making the right kind of choices. It does. It's not easy. But it's also having someone to guide you to do that is very important. And having someone like a dietitian or a nutritionist to work with you that can kind of coach you along the way is vital. Great talking with you. And of course, you can always send me a note at Facebook. We'll be right back. Folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking AminoActive as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex. I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on AminoActive because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
AminoActive worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines are open. Welcome back to the show, America. 888-283-7272. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is. Quote for the day comes from Norman Vincent Peale, one of my favorites. Believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities. Without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers, you truly cannot be successful or happy. You've got to believe in yourself. Bottom line. Know your gifts, know your talents, know what you're good at, and know what you're not good at, but believe in yourself. And know that you can accomplish what you set out your mind to, regardless of what it is, career, family, whatever it might be. You really can achieve your goals, but you have to know that you can, believe you can, think you can, and understand that you can. And literally, I've seen it time and time again in my own life and in others. But again, no one else can do that for you. You have to have that kind of belief system for you. Let's go to Mary on the phones. Hi, Mary.
I had a question about the vinegar. Does the taking of the vinegar bother the medications that we take daily? I'm on blood pressure medication, diabetic medication, and I wondered if the vinegar would dilute or take away any of the strength of the medications.
One thing with the vinegar, you'll have to check with your doctor and make sure. I mean, I can tell you from my own experience, they'll have to guide you because when it comes to medications that they put you on, you've got to get that recommendation from them. But I can tell you that for the most part, vinegar, what I've seen and from what I've read and studied and seen, usually does not have any kind of effect like that. However, you want to talk with your doctor, though, that put you on that, okay? Ask that question to them. Make sure they give you the clearance. But for the most part, vinegar, pretty safe. I'll tell you what it's really good for. It's great for your digestion. It's only going to enhance your body's ability to absorb and digest nutrients, and actually does that quite well. So that's a couple of things to think about. The vinegar is, especially the balsamic vinegar, apple cider vinegar, all those are phenomenal for overall health. Hot flashes, many women deal with them. And a new study can give us some clues. Scientists are getting warmer in their attempts to zero in on what causes hot flashes, these intense surges of heat and sweating that affect millions of middle-aged women in the years leading into menopause. Studying rats, the University of Arizona College of Medicine in Tucson, they pinpointed a small region in the brain that may go awry during typical hot flashes, finding that certain set of neurons acts as a virtual control switch for the problem when the estrogen levels drop. I think the idea is to develop some alternative treatments for hot flashes, but how could we possibly develop appropriate treatments, they say, if we don't know the root causes, says Dr. Naomi Rantz, a neuropathologist, professor and the associate head of pathology at the university. She says scientists noted, however, that research with animals often failed to provide similar results in humans. A study appeared recently in the Journal of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. An estimated 70% of women, along with some men, experience hot flashes, and previous research indicates the flashes originated in the hypothalamus, which is a section of the brain, kind of like the switchboard between hormone signals and the central nervous system. So the University of Pittsburgh scientists published a study earlier this year showing that the parasympathetic nervous system, which is part of the autonomic nervous system, which regulates unconscious bodily functions such as heart rate and breathing, isn't working as efficiently and normal during a hot flash. Well, in the new research, Rantz and her colleagues created an animal model of menopause by using a toxin to deactivate the group of brain cells known as the KNDY, pronounced candy, these neurons in rats. And after the neurons were deactivated, the rat's tail skin temperature consistently lowered, suggesting that the neurons control the widening of the blood vessels known as vasodilation that lead to hot flashes by increasing blood flow to the skin. The rat's tail skin temperature rose after the removal of the ovaries, which produce estrogen, and the hot flashes are really episodic vasodilation. She says you can actually see it. That's why people get red, because the blood rises to the surface skin. Flushing is the body trying to get rid of the heat, and the core temperature is normal. So if you don't make sense of it all, that's what's going on. Current treatment for hot flashes include estrogen replacement therapy, which is controversial because of potential health risk, including the higher odds of certain cancers, including breast cancers. And also, another option is taking antidepressants, or what we call SSRIs, or selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which traditionally treat depression. Although the current research helps identify the basic biologic mechanism behind hot flashes, it may be years before scientists are able to develop new choices for treating them. Dr. Jill Raymond, who's chief of ambulatory care in OBGYN at the Long Island Jewish Medical Center in New Hyde Park, New York, raised Rantz's study as groundbreaking and very well done. The study is done in rats, so it's really hard to translate into people, but it's very, very interesting, says Raymond, who also is head of the gynecology department. She says the issue has been looked at for a long time, and now we're ready to find some results. So it's interesting. Hot flashes, as you know, it's a huge deal. I mean, you talk to women all the time. Here on the show, we get emails, we get phone calls many times about hot flashes and what's going on with women. And the reality is there's hormonal changes, but we have to look at the foods that women are eating. And we also have to look at hormones that are in our food supply. You can't negate that. You can't leave that out. I mean, we don't typically look at that in these studies or count that in. But really and truly, the quality of our foods today, I really believe, are affecting us more than we really see. And it's behind the scenes, and it's making a huge impact in our health. So although our bodies fairly resilient. I mean, we can handle a lot. You can't handle tons every single day, all day long. So it's about making new choices, making better choices, and getting the body to function at a much higher level and at a peak level. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can go online, check us out, getwellradio.com. Send me an email. Be glad to make it part of the show, and also Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget those as well. Let's go to Patrick now. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, how's it going?
Man, I'm living well. What's up?
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, I've been dealing with ADD, you know, ever since I can remember, you know, especially as a kid.
Okay.
And, you know, when I was younger, you know, I was on Ritalin, Wellbutrin, and stuff like that. It didn't seem to really help. And then, so I went ahead and, you know, just kind of thought, hey, I can fix this myself and, you know, quit taking that stuff and just kind of, you know, tried harder and stuff. But, after a while lately, here I am, you know, in my 30s now,
mm-hmm.
and it seems to be, it's gotten harder and different things I've, you know, maybe experienced like a flash of rage. You know, it lasts for, you know, a split second, but for that split second, you know, I'm the maddest I could ever be sometimes. But I'm wondering, is there anything other than, like, Adderall that's out there that I'm currently on? And, I mean, it helps a lot, but I take a pretty low dosage, extended release of 10 milligrams, and that definitely helps me out. And if I miss it, I can definitely tell a difference, but I'm just wondering if there's something more, you know, if there's something healthier out there or if Adderall is bad. I haven't really looked up on side effects, anything of that nature. I'm just wondering if there's anything else that I can do to help myself and help my memory and, you know,
yeah,
focus.
You definitely can. I mean, the big deal with ADD or ADHD and those type of symptoms, memory loss and decrease in memory is definitely a strong suit of that. Acetylcholine is a brain chemical. It's a neurotransmitter that really you have to look at for ADHD and ADD. All right. And there's a couple things that will build that nutritionally. When stress levels are high, just so you know, it drives acetylcholine down. You know your acetylcholine is low when you don't dream that much when you sleep. And also you notice your memory begins to decline just a little bit. So, you know, first and foremost, making sure that you're getting the right nutrition, that you're managing stress levels well, those are both extremely important. And I'll give you some little tips as far as nutrition goes. Eggs are really good. Whole eggs contain choline in the egg yolk, which is great for producing acetylcholine in the body and in the brain. So eating eggs, as good as they are for your heart and as good as they are for cholesterol, and they're one of the best protein sources, they're phenomenal for your brain chemistry. So even 2 to 3 eggs every day is kind of the norm now they're recommending for heart health, believe it or not. It's kind of a new thing. But we're also, that's very good for your brain chemistry. So just a couple things to think about in getting those in every single day and making that kind of a normal part of what you do. So they're good. Also protein sources, lean protein sources, chicken, fish, beef, those are all great for promoting good, healthy brain chemistry. Vitamin B6, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, P5P is a good one too. So on the nutritional side, to build acetylcholine levels is really important. I mean, I would say more than just about anything. Now, you can get supplements that help. Huperzine A, Club Moss is good. Phosphatidylcholine or lecithin, which is what you can get at a health food store, that's known to build acetylcholine levels. And I'd also look at watching the coffee intake. Coffee is a big driver. Now, coffee can play and do the same type of role that, say, a Ritalin or Adderall will. It does the same type mechanism to the brain, but it's short-lived, and it depletes your acetylcholine when you drink it. So green tea is a better option for that sort of thing. But, yeah, it's one of those deals where nutrition can build it up. Medicine can manage it, but you've got to look at more of a nutritional plan long-term, typically, when you're looking at brain chemistry. And that's for all the different brain chemicals when you're looking at that, okay? Keep me posted how things are going. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Hi.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM 855-828-8326 or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Scripture for the day, Psalm chapter 31, or 63, verse 1. Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you. In a dry and weary land where there is no water, there you are. Powerful. Eight scary things lurking in our food supply. You want to hear about them? I'll tell you about them. Arsenic in the root vegetables and chicken. This is just crazy. The things that we're finding in our food supply that we think are healthy and may not be so healthy. So here they are. The arsenic in the root vegetables and chicken, scary sounding things, of course. But arsenic, heavy metals like lead and arsenic, can be found in trace amounts in any produce that's grown within the soil. The heavy metals are naturally occurring in the soil. But therefore, the ginger root may have some traces of arsenic and other metals, while corn would unlikely have any. Naturally occurring organic arsenic poses little threat when consumed in such trace amounts. However, inorganic arsenic, which has been shown to be carcinogenic, has been found in chickens and traced back to a drug called 3-nitro used by poultry producers. And that drug was recently removed by the market. Acrylamide in microwave popcorn is a chemical that's formed from sugars in the amino acid asparagine in some foods, such as snack foods, and requires high-temperature cooking. Like microwave popcorn, it can also form during frying, roasting, and baking. According to the FDA, acrylamide has probably always been present in our food supply, but was also first detected in 2002. It's been commonly used in plastics and, of course, can be extremely dangerous with cancer in high doses, so, and also can lead to nerve damage. Beetles in the red food coloring. Well, one food dye that causes a stir is a juice made from beetles. Color certain products. Although the idea of eating a bug extract may sound gross, it's actually thought to be safer and healthier than some previously used red food dyes that turned out to be carcinogenic. There's not ground up beetles in the food being processed, but rather it's the color that's extracted and virtually sterilized. This really has come out of customer demand, and most customers do not want to eat fruit that is considered right color. For example, cherries found in canned fruit are actually gray in color, and most people would not want to eat gray cherries, me being one of them. So 10 salts in canned pineapple. Check this out. Canned pineapple contains 10 salts to help maintain the vibrant yellow color. Though they're not really food preservatives in the traditional usage, the natural acids found in the pineapple actually cause the can to releasing the can to detin, releasing 10 salts into the syrup or packing liquid, allowing pineapple to maintain its bright color. But, of course, it's a food safety issue, as they're saying now, because the acid can be linked to cancer. So a little bit scary there for sure. Ammonium sulfate is found in bread. So you bread lovers, another reason to drop the bread habit a long period of time. Ammonium sulfate is commonly used. It's a nitrogen-based fertilizer. It's also used in processed bread to help yeast react and turn bread brown. Cole said the FDA considers ammonium sulfate in trace amounts to be safe for consumption, but is listed in the FDA Code of Register. If you want to err on the safe side, then check the ingredient labels at the supermarket and go online for nutritional information from fast food chains to help avoid the food preservatives and additives. Sodium benzoate in soda, well, it's been there for a long time. But it's used in beverages, and it's one that has been associated with increased cancer risk, raising food safety questions. Coles explained that sodium benzoate becomes carcinogenic because of a chemical reaction within the soda in the can itself. It's also thought that the sodium benzoate can break down and potentially produce benzene, which is a carcinogen, in the presence of the acid form of the beverage in heat. On a positive note, he adds, the makers of 7-Up recently changed their formulas to remove sodium benzoate. So if you're a 7-Up fan, you know, just be careful with the sweetener and the sugars. Cysteine in the baked goods and in the pet food. So cysteine is an essential amino acid that's abundant in skeletal and connective tissues, hair, and digestive enzymes, as well as cow horns, feathers, and animal skeleton structures. However, cysteine is used as a dough conditioner in baked goods and as an additive in some human and pet foods. Cysteine has a food safety status by the FDA, but the food industry doesn't add cow horns, feathers, or animal skeletons to the product formulations, thank goodness. However, it is derived from those and considered to be toxic. It's interesting, silicon dioxide in seasonings. Now, also, this is on the warning list by the FDA. They're saying in trace amounts it's okay, and it's what helps the different powders and ingredients in certain mixes not clump. So without it, seasonings and flavorings that are applied to chips and cereals and all that sort of thing would begin to clump and, of course, not be as appealing. But the silicon dioxide can be derived from organic sources such as vegetables and grains. It just depends on the manufacturer and what they choose to use. But I think that's interesting. It really is. The things that are found in our food supply that we don't even know about and we don't think about build up over time. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to go to Guy now. Hi, Guy.
With some bad nerves in my neck, what kind of supplements maybe I could use to help me rejuvenate my shoulders and all, because I've lost like 75% of the muscle in both my shoulders. I'm losing weight all over my body. And beat like a horse, but it just doesn't seem to help much.
Yeah, it's the fish oil and the omega-3 fats are really important for the nervous system. And also vitamin B6 is also key, I mean critical, for overall function in that way. But I would go to, for the other aches and pains, go to a physical therapist, even an osteopathic physician or chiropractic physician. The nervous system has to be worked on a regular basis to really reach your peak levels and reach optimal wellness. Okay, hope that helps. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.